7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/play. That's match.com/play. Match.com/play.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 dollar menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, Bacon McDouble, small mango pineapple smoothies, and...
Oh, and a fly pair of kicks for me?
No. But you can save up your pretty pennies for a pair. Until then, fill whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 dollar menu.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
Well, it will be Valonia's ball to start this second quarter after they just took the lead on a three-pointer by Jordan Britton right before the buzzer. 15-14 our score. All of Valonia's points have come from behind the arc so far tonight. 9 points for Grant Goers, 3 for Trey Kelly, and 3 for Jordan Britton. Goers takes the inbound pass from Barrow, and we are back underway. Goers has it at the top, throws over to Neely on the right side. Neely takes the screen, gives it to Corbin Watson, who checked in between quarters. Back to Neely on the wing. He's going to take a screen once again, going into lane. Now kicks it out to Goers in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go, misses everything. And this time Waymire gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Benton into the front court, throwing it to Peters, who's going into the lane for the layup. He draws contact and will head to the line for a pair of free throws. We are 35 seconds into this second quarter. I believe they're going to get Corbin Watson with his first personal foul, team foul number 5 here in the first half against Valonia. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. So that ties the game back up. Now he has a chance to give Mountain Home the lead right back with 7:25 left in the first half. Luke Dibble checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Hunter Bashirs. Second shot for Peters is up, and he gets both. And now coming into the game for Valonia is Landon Hill, as he is going to replace Jordan Britton. And also for Valonia, Tyler Moran is going to come in as Grant Goers will take a seat. 7:25 left in the first half, 16-15 Mountain Home on top. Hill, a 6'1 sophomore, and Moran, a 6-foot sophomore for Mountain Home. Dibble is a 6'1 junior. Ball goes over in the corner now to Hill. He's going to dribble out toward the top, kicks it up there to Watson. Watson is going to give it to Moran, who's going to head towards the lane, pull up for the jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Now Barrow's going to go into the lane, and a 3-second call. It probably was. It seemed like someone was camping down there in the lane for Valonia for quite a while. So Mountain Home's going to get back on the turnover with 6:59 left in the first half. Benton takes the inbound pass. Full court man for Valonia. Benton into the front court. He's going into the lane. Kicks it to Waymire. They're on the low block. His layup, good. David Waymire with 8 points. 3-point lead for Mountain Home. 18-15 our score. 6:41 left. Here is Watson on the low block, throwing it out in the corner to Tom Moran. His three is good, and he draws the foul. That was Landon Hill going up for the three-pointer, and now he's has a chance at a 4-point play. Didn't see they call that foul on. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home. That foul is on Talon Benton. That is his second personal foul. And he gets the free throw, Landon Hill does. He now has his first 4 points of the night. 19-18, Mountain Home trailing Valonia. A little over 6.5 minutes left in this first half. Benton into the front court. He has on the left wing. Now dribbles towards lane and an offensive foul. He used that forearm to get away from his defender. And that's his third. Now that's the fourth foul on Benton. Looks like they had it wrong earlier. But that Benton is going to have to take a seat with three fouls. And Garrett Deechee checking in for the first time this season. Deechee, a 6'5 senior. Here is Neely into the front court, throwing it in the left corner to Moran. Now ball goes to Hill. Neely has it now on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it up top to Moran. A little over 6 minutes left in this first half. A one-point lead for the Eagles. Ball goes over to Hill now. Hill's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Finds a cutting. Watson going into lane. His layup was blocked. And Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. 5:50 left in the first half. Late Bombers look to try to take the lead back here. Peters will dribble to the left wing, throw up top to the dribble. Now down to Waymar on the low block. His jumper, turnaround jumper, no good. A little strong. Rebound controlled by Moran, and he's quickly back the other way. Throwing it to Watson going into lane. His layup will not go, and Mount Home comes up with the rebound. Here is Peters across the timeline for the Bombers. Bashirs will check in at the next available time. He's sitting at the scores table. Throws it to ball, throws to Dibble. Now ball goes to Cruz on the left wing. Cruz going towards the left elbow. Now kicks it up top to Deechee. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters is going into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, will not go. Oh, he had the good look, but just couldn't get it to go. And Volungen comes up with the rebound. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is Hill going up for the jumper on the just outside the lane. Now no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I think they're going to get Colton Peters with that foul. That is Peters' second personal foul, team foul number 5 here in the first half against Mountain Home. Waymire is going to check out of the game to be replaced by Hunter Bashirs, and now for Valonia, Grant Goers is going to come back in as Hunter Neely will take a seat. 4:57 left to play in the first half. Valonia will inbound it, leading 19-18. Goers will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Barrow on the left wing. Back to Goers in the corner. Once again to Barrow. Now Barrow's going to throw across court to Moran. Moran drills to the elbow. Kicks out to Goers in the left corner. His three-pointer is up. Good. Grant Goers down double figures with 12 points, all from behind the arc. All of Valonia's field goals have come from behind the arc in this game. They also have a free throw as well. Here is Peters with it as the Mountain Home trails by 4. Peters has on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters now with 7 points. 22-21, Valonia leading it. 4:20 left in the first half. Here's Goers with it, throwing it to Barrow on the right side. His pass is knocked away by Bashirs. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Bashirs. And it will be Valonia basketball, though, on the far sideline with 4:14 left in the first half. Hill will trigger the inbound pass right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Gets into Barrow. He's going to go in toward the lane for the layup. And he can't get to go, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Mountain Home. So two shots. It looked like Luke Cruz was trying to draw the charge, and that's probably one of those calls that you're going to make someone unhappy either way you call it. That is Luke Cruz's first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. So with 4:12 left in the first half, it will be two shots for Caleb Barrow. First shot is up, rolls around and goes in. 4:12 left on the clock as Barrow has a chance to give Valonia a three-point lead once again. And he does. Those are his first 2 points of the night. 24-21, Eagles leading it. Peters takes the inbound pass. It's a full-court man-to-man once again for Valonia. Peters does get into the front court. Throws it to Dibble on the left wing. And he's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 9 points. Back comes Valonia going up for the layup was Watson. He couldn't get it to go. The offensive rebound for Hill. He couldn't get the foul to go. For Moran. And now another offensive rebound. And this time a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. And I believe this is going to be a 1-1 because they're now in the bonus. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 7. Against Mountain Home here in the first half. David Waymire coming back into the game as also Baylor Cresselius is going to check in as Colton Peters will head to the bench. And so will Luke Cruz. 3:42 left as it will be a one-on-one opportunity for Tyler Moran. First shot for Moran is up. No good. Misses the front end. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Dibble. And lead will remain one. Now Tomo has a chance to take the lead back on this possession. Dibble into the front court. Drills to the right side. Now it gives it to Dichi in the corner. Now Dichi's pass is stolen right into the hands of Goers. And back comes Valonia. Going up for the layup is Tyler Moran. Good. And Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:22 left to play in the first half. It is Valonia on top, 26-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout after the layup by Tyler Moran, and the Bombers trail by 3, 26-23, our score with 3:22 left in the first half. Corsilius will trigger the inbound pass. And he gets into Bashirs. And once again, it's a full court man-to-man for the Eagles. Bashirs into the front court, drills to the right side. Gives it to Corsilius. Corsilius drills towards the left wing, gives it there to Dibble. Dibble trying to avoid the double team. Now goes cross court to Bashirs. Bashirs is going down towards the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 8 points, and that cuts Valonia's lead back to a point. 26-25, our score with less than 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is Goers back the other way, going to find a cutting Watson. Now the ball goes back to Goers. Now ball goes up top to Caleb Johnson. Oh, back over to Goers on the right side. Goers has it up at the top. Ball throws the ball over to Moran on the left wing. Moran going into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Look like it might have been partially blocked. Mount Tom comes up with the ball. Here is Bashirs throwing into the front court to Dibble. He has it on the left side. Goes back up top to Bashirs. Over to Corsilius on the right. Throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Goers, and back come the Eagles. 2:10 left to play in the first half. Valonia up with the ball, up by one. And now a foul away from the ball, and I believe another one-on-one is coming up for Valonia. Luke Dibble picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Coming back into the game for Valonia is Jordan Britton, as Tyler Moran will take a seat. And also, Corbin Watson will head to the bench as he's replaced by Caleb Barrow. So again, this is a 1-1 for Landon Hill. First free throw is up, rolls around and goes in. He earns the bonus. Hill will have one more free throw. He's now 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 5 points. Second shot is up. Misses the second. And the rebound is controlled by Waymire. And Valonia's lead is 2. 27-25 our score. Bashir's back the other way for the Bombers. He drills to the corner. Finds Waymire on the low block. He's going to go to... I thought he was going to go for the layup. Instead, he kicks out to Dibble. Back over to Corsilius. Now Dibble has it once again. He throws it to Waymire on the low block. He's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Good. David Waymire now in double figures with 10 points, and we're knotted up at 27 all. A little over a minute and a half left to play in this first half. Here's Barrel with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Britton. Britton will dribble toward the top. Now goes back to the wing. Tries to give it to a cutting Goers, but actually the ball goes to a different teammate. And another wide pass, but Valonia is able to keep it from going into the backcourt. That is Hill with it. He's going to throw it out on the right side to Caleb Johnson. Johnson will dribble up between the circles. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Britton on the right side. Thought about the three. 59 seconds left in the first half. Again, we're knotted up at 27. Britton dribbles towards the corner. Now his pass is knocked away off the foot of Baylor Cresilius, and it will be Bologna's ball as it goes out of bounds. Hunter Neely checking back into the game for the Eagles as Landon Hill will take a seat. 52.1 seconds left in the first half. Again, we're tied at 27. Neely will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it into Britton. He's going to immediately put up the three on the left wing. Good. Jordan Britton with 6 points. 30-27, Eagles leading it. 42 seconds left in the half. The Shears into the front court for the Bombers. He dribbles to the left wing. Now a little closer to the corner. Now he takes the screen. Cruz has it now in the corner. Gives it to Waymire. Throw the tip up off the glass and in. David Waymire now with 12 points, 30-29, Valonia leading it, 25 seconds left in the half. Neely into the front court, and Valonia will probably hold for the last shot of the period. Neely still dribbling up near the half-court stripe, 10 seconds left. 5 seconds as Neely is going to head towards the lane, now kicks out in the corner to Caleb Johnson. He puts up the jumper just outside the lane. Good, and we have reached the end of the first half. After two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Valonia 32-29. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes, so do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean, or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in,